听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. So happy you've joined us today. My name is Steve. We are on day two of our Ask the Expert. We are talking to commercial airline pilot Junior Francisco about life as a pilot. Captain Francisco currently flies Boeing 747s as a relief captain, and he works as a flight simulator instructor. We've got three more probing questions to ask our expert, but before we do, let's check in on the word bank, where we discover the word tragedy. The quick-thinking police officer helped prevent a major tragedy. Next is the verb entitle, as in, because Emily was the oldest child, her parents felt she was entitled to her own room. Okay, our lesson today begins on page 18. Please follow along as we read. Life above the clouds. How have security changes affected your job over the last several years?
After the 9/11 tragedy, the airline industry developed all kinds of products and procedures to make flights even safer than they already were. For example, they have introduced new bulletproof cockpit doors and airport procedures for dealing with bomb threats.
How do you deal with troublesome passengers?
Pilots are entitled to take all reasonable measures to protect the safety of the aircraft, passengers, crew, and property on board.
Hi, friends. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for this month's Ask the Expert article into this month's magazine. If you were with us yesterday, you know that we, Studio Classroom, is talking to a commercial airline pilot named Junior Francisco. And we're talking to him about his experience and what it's like to fly a commercial airline.
And yesterday we learned a lot about short-haul flights and long-haul flights and the ways in which they measure the weight of things going on the plane so they know how long they can go and how high they can fly. Very interesting stuff. But today we have a whole set of new questions for Junior Francisco. And the first one that we start out with is, how have security changes affected your job over the last several years? And what is Junior's answer?
Well, of course, and I think most of us already knew this, but he talks about after the 9/11 tragedy, things changed. The airline industry developed all kinds of products and procedures to make flights safer, and even safer than they already were. So they were already safe before the 9/11 tragedy, but now they're even safer.
So September 11th, 2001, you probably all know about that. It was definitely a tragedy. And a tragedy is just a very sad and shocking event that often involves many deaths. And as you know, that was a very, very sad day. There were many deaths. And since then, airlines have really made themselves more secure. And as Francisco Jr. tells us, they have introduced some new products, procedures, such as bulletproof cockpit doors.
Okay, yeah, there's a couple words there that are good to know. First of all, bulletproof. Actually, you might have heard of the word waterproof. And if something is waterproof, if you're wearing a waterproof jacket, that means that water or rain cannot go through the jacket material and get your skin wet. Well, a bulletproof door would be similar. It's not waterproof, but it's bulletproof. So a bullet from a gun could not go through the door.
So when you see that suffix proof, it's talking about something that is used to describe a particular thing that cannot harm or cannot pass through something else. So like you said, waterproof or bulletproof or soundproof. There are many words that use this suffix. So a bulletproof cockpit door. Now the cockpit is the very, very small part of the very front of the airplane where the pilots sit. So after September 11th, 2001, airplanes started putting these bulletproof cockpit doors into the airplanes as a way not only to protect the pilot, but as a way to protect everyone on the airplane. It's important to make sure that nobody else, somebody who might bring danger to an airplane, it's important to make sure they cannot get into the cockpit. The pilots need to be able to focus and fly the airplane.
And it sounds like another thing that has changed is airport procedures for dealing with bomb threats. And that word procedure is a way of dealing with something. So here we're dealing with bomb threats. So maybe someone calls the airport and says, hey, there is a bomb in the airport. How does the airport deal with that? How does the airport handle that?
So even though airlines have made security much stronger since 9/11, every once in a while they still deal with troublesome passengers. So that's our next question. How do you deal with troublesome passengers or passengers who cause problems on the flight? And Francisco says that, well, pilots are entitled to take all reasonable measures to protect the safety of the aircraft, passengers, and crew and property on board. Let's talk about that word entitled first.
Okay, well, if you are entitled, that means that you have the right to do something. So a pilot has the right to do almost anything, as long as it's reasonable, almost anything to protect the safety of the aircraft, which is the airplane, and the passengers, and the crew, the people who help manage and lead the airplane, and all of the property on board.
So pilots really have a lot of control when it comes to keeping the aircraft safe. Well, right now we are going to watch a skit and then take a break, but we'll be back with more questions for Junior Francisco.
Hey, Mr. Airline Pilot.
You can call me Captain.
Oh, hey, Mr. Captain. Is it safe to fly a plane?
Oh, yes. The airline industry has developed all kinds of products and procedures to make flights safer.
Well, for example?
We have new bulletproof cockpit doors and procedures for dealing with bomb threats.
Oh, so security is good?
Yes. We don't want any tragedies.
Well, how do you deal with troublesome passengers?
Pilots are entitled to take measures to protect people and property on board.
What if a passenger is unruly or becomes a hazard?
I would consider restraining that person.
Oh, I guess I better be good.
Yes, please behave on the flight.
Well, how about the airplane food? Do you eat it?
Yes, it's very delicious.
But what if you get food poisoning and you can't fly the plane?
Don't worry. The pilot and co-pilot choose different dishes. If one of us gets sick, the other one can fly the plane.
Oh, good idea. My mom and I should choose different dishes, too. If one of us gets sick, the other one can carry the suitcases.
Yes, that's what you should do.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. We are talking to Junior Francisco. It is our Ask the Expert feature this month, and we're asking, what's life like above the clouds? Our expert, relief captain and flight instructor, Junior Francisco, helps us answer that question. Now, before the break, Captain Francisco was talking about what pilots do when there's a troublesome passenger on the plane. It's very appropriate, then, that our next key word is the verb restrain, as in Tara and Jason restrain their dog with a leash when they take it for walks. Finally, let's look at food poisoning. If you eat chicken that isn't fully cooked, you might get food poisoning. Now, let's get back to Captain Francisco's response about troublesome passengers. We'll pick it up on line 6. Life above the clouds.
Pilots should consider restraining a violent or unruly passenger if he or she is becoming a hazard to safety.
Do pilots eat the airplane food?
Yes, we do eat airplane food. We eat the business class food. Airplane food changes every season and is very delicious, unless you get tired of eating lobster every day. The pilot and co-pilot are supposed to make different meal choices so that if one of the dishes causes food poisoning, only one of them will be sick. That way, at least one pilot will always be well enough to fly the plane.
Welcome back. Before the break, we asked Junior Francisco, how do pilots deal with troublesome passengers or passengers that might cause some trouble? And he said that basically pilots can do anything as long as it's reasonable. And he goes on to say that pilots should consider restraining a violent or unruly passenger. So sometimes it is necessary to restrain a passenger. What does it mean to restrain someone?
Well, if you restrain someone, you are trying to get them to stop doing something. And often you're doing it by using physical force. We might think of a police officer who has to restrain a criminal. So they put handcuffs on them so they can't move as well. So if a pilot needs to, a pilot is able to restrain an unruly passenger. And that word unruly just means somebody who might be a little bit out of control.
Possibly, certainly a troublesome passenger. An unruly passenger would be one who looks like they might get ready to cause some trouble. And this is all needs to happen if this passenger is becoming a hazard to safety. That word hazard could also be, you could also say, a danger to safety or a risk to safety. A hazard is something dangerous or something that could and would cause a problem.
So pilots have a very, very big and important job when they are flying airplanes. We know that they fly a lot of hours, they're in charge of the safety of the aircraft, and they have a lot of responsibilities. But they do enjoy themselves as well. I like this next question we ask. Do pilots eat airplane food? Now, I know a lot of people usually complain about airplane food and
right.
it not being very good, but what does Junior say?
Well, this is a pretty important question, which is probably why we left it to the end. And I think he's probably laughing when he says this. He says, yes, we do eat airplane food. He says that we eat the business class food. So that would be the highest quality food in the airplane. The business class is usually located near the, or it's always located in the front of the plane. And I think the tickets for business class are always more expensive.
Yes, so business class is a little bit better quality, but you definitely pay more for it. I like his next statement. He says, airplane food changes every season and is very delicious. Unless you get tired of eating lobster every day. Now, I think he meant this as a joke because most people would not get tired of eating lobster every day. Lobster is a very, we would call it gourmet dining or fine dining. And I think many people, if they could, they would eat lobster
right.
every day.
Do you like lobster?
I think it's okay.
It's okay?
Yes.
I've only tried it a couple times because usually it's
very expensive,
right. It's very rich for me. It's almost too sweet for me. I prefer fish, I think. But, you know, if I had to have lobster every day, I think I could handle that. And the pilot and co-pilot, this is interesting. The pilot and co-pilot, or the pilot's assistant, are supposed to make different meal choices so that if one of the dishes causes food poisoning, then one of them, one of the pilots, will be sick. Only one of the pilots will be sick.
This is another way to maintain the safety of the aircraft. Now, food poisoning is when you eat something and you become very, very sick after you eat it. Maybe it's because you have just eaten meat that is not cooked well enough and you get some bacteria in your system and it makes you very sick. Now, it would be very bad if two pilots on an airplane ate the same meal and both of them got very sick. Who would fly the airplane? So they make different meal choices to make sure that if one of them gets sick, the other one is still nice and healthy and able to fly the plane safely.
Right, because if the lobster doesn't get cooked well enough, then you don't want both pilots getting sick. So, and our last sentence says that way, at least one pilot will always be well enough to fly the plane. We're going to go to grammar on the go here in a minute, but Chelsea, first I want to ask you, what do you think of this experience of flying a plane? Is this something that you think you could do and would like to do?
I think that it takes someone very skilled and very brave to fly a plane. You do have a lot of responsibilities and lives that you are responsible for on an airplane. But I think at the same time, it would be very fun being up in the skies and being able to look at the beauty of the world below you is something that's very neat. So thank you, Junior Francisco, for sharing with us today. Right now, we're going to Grammar on the Go, and then we'll go to the chat room. But we'll see you back here next time on Studio Classroom.
Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Right now, I'm here at the airport because I'm on my way to South Africa. It just so happens our article today is about an interview with a commercial airline pilot. So, this is our location for today's Grammar on the Go. And here's our grammar tip sentence. That way, at least one pilot will always be well enough to fly the plane. Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, that way. It is referring to what was just mentioned, that the pilot and co-pilot are supposed to make different meal choices, so in case one of the dishes causes food poisoning, only one of them will be sick. We use that way like this when we want to talk about how something that was just mentioned could bring a certain result. In the case of today's sentence, because the pilot and co-pilot don't eat the same meals, then the result would be that at least one pilot would be well enough to fly the plane. Let's look at some other example sentences. Janice always puts her keys by the door. That way, she can be sure she will never forget them when she leaves the house. Or, always stretch and warm up before you start swimming. That way, you can avoid getting a cramp. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. Thank you for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. And today we continue with our article on commercial airline pilots. So, Ken, would you like to be a commercial airline pilot?
Oh, definitely. Our lesson tells us that pilots eat the business class food, which often has lobster. Now, that's very different from the economy class food that I'm used to eating.
Well, good food is definitely one of the perks of being a pilot.
One of the perks? What's a perk?
Well, perk is short for perquisite, which is another name for employee benefit. You may also hear it referred to as a fringe benefit. This is a compensation provided to employees in addition to their normal salaries.
Oh, like a car that your company lets you use?
Exactly. Perks can range from little things like stationery to lunch allowances to a gym membership to a vehicle. And good food is certainly a perk for commercial airline pilots.
来学一个新的字, perk. Perk其实是perquisite的缩写, 指的是工资以外的津贴或者外快。 Perks也可以表示一份工作所给予的特权或者特殊待遇。 另一种讲法呢是 fringe benefit， 也就是附加的福利。有一些公司会提供一辆汽车或者免费的保险给员工，而这些都是 fringe benefits。 课文中提到客机的驾驶天天都能够吃商务舱供应的餐点，而时常呢都可以吃得到龙虾，这就是一个当机师的 perk。
So Ken, do you know which job has the best perks in America?
The CEO position of a big company?
No, actually, it's the President of the United States, that position. The President has his own plane, helicopters, and limousines, and there's a large staff that works for him in the White House. And there's Camp David, where he can go for a retreat. The President also receives large expense accounts to cover official entertainment and travel costs. These are all presidential perks.
Sounds like a nice job.
Well, at least the perks are nice.
你知道全世界哪一份工作有最棒的 perks 吗？那就是美国总统的职位。他不但有自己专用的飞机、直升机，还有加长型的礼车，还有白宫所有的工作人员为他服务，周末还可以去大卫营度假。此外还有许多的特别费可以用来接待来宾或者旅行，完全不用自己掏腰包，因为这些全都是这个职位所供应的 perks。
And here's something else you don't have to pay for, Michelle's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 bulletproof 这个形容词。Bullet 是指子弹。Proof 我们只学过是指证明，但是 proof 在这里是当形容词，意思是能够防某一种东西的。所以课文的 bulletproof 是指防子弹的。例如 a bulletproof vest 是指防弹背心。其他用到 proof 还有很多的形容词，例如 a waterproof watch 防水的手表，或者是 a windproof jacket 防风的夹克，或者是 a soundproof room 隔音的房间。继续我们看的是 entitle 这个动词 ，en 这个字首呢有使如何如何的意思 ，title 是指资格或权利，所以 entitle 是指使某个对象具有资格或者是有权利做某件事。例如 ，being sick doesn't entitle you to say harsh words to others。生病并没有让你有权利对别人言辞相向。Entitled 也可以用被动语态，例如 The shareholders are entitled to know the latest information on the company's condition. 股东们有权益知道公司最新的状况如何。最后我们看的是 restrain 这个动词， RE 这个字首在这里有回来的意思，所以 restrain 是指管束、抑制或者是限制行动。例如I couldn't restrain my laughter when I heard him sing. It was awful. 我听他唱歌的时候忍不住笑出来，当时真的很惨。如果要说明抑制或限制某个人不去做某件事，是用 restrain someone from doing something. 例如 The doctor had to restrain the patient from hurting herself. 医生不得不限制这个病人的行动，免得他伤害他自己。And don't forget to come back again for more language tips. See you then. Bye-bye.
Life above the clouds. How have security changes affected your job over the last several years?
After the 9/11 tragedy, the airline industry developed all kinds of products and procedures to make flights even safer than they already were. For example, they have introduced new bulletproof cockpit doors and airport procedures for dealing with bomb threats.
How do you deal with troublesome passengers?
Pilots are entitled to take all reasonable measures to protect the safety of the aircraft, passengers, crew, and property on board. Pilots should consider restraining a violent or unruly passenger if he or she is becoming a hazard to safety.
Do pilots eat the airplane food?
Yes, we do eat airplane food. We eat the business class food. Airplane food changes every season and is very delicious, unless you get tired of eating lobster every day. The pilot and co-pilot are supposed to make different meal choices so that if one of the dishes causes food poisoning, only one of them will be sick. That way, at least one pilot will always be well enough to fly the plane.
Now, once again, Studio Classroom would like to thank our expert, Junior Francisco, for taking the time to answer and share some of his experience with us. Friends, if you want to be an expert at writing in English, you have to practice. Now, we give you that opportunity every month with our Improve Your Writing Skills feature, which this month is found on page 59. There you'll find some tips, a writing model, and even a place for you to practice. When you're done writing, turn to page 59 and check your work. Now, it's time for me to go, but before I do, everyone here at Studio Classroom hopes you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.